Ladies and gentlemen, you are now in the presence of greatness. Two leadership is in the building, the SRC and the SG, all the way from the UJ.
I'm basically Lumo's right hand man. I'm joking. I'm his boss, by the way. But
So this is a separation of powers. We've got Cyril and Mbalula.
There's also females that would expect, okay, you're SG. It means you are powerful. You must have money.
Yeah. Who appointed you?
So who appointed me?
He's not.
Yeah.
Far from it.
You're a scammer.
I mean, UJ, maybe the VC and Prof Ngulung and everyone would say that we must not become educated thieves.
It's about that time. It's about that time. Welcome to the UJ Man Cave podcast. A proud partnership between UJ TV and the Amatama Brotherhood Circle. This is where we have frank, unfiltered, unscripted conversations with male students about everything and anything that affects their wellness, be it physical wellness, we're talking mental wellness, of course, how can we forget financial wellness? So we're going to be, you know, navigating this journey as men, as boys, as people who are very conscious about becoming the better versions of ourselves for the greater good of our communities, our societies, our country. And I always say, you know, all of this starts with the family unit. You know, it starts wherever you're from. And we're obviously going to unpack a lot of topics. I don't roll alone. My name is Titi Mba, and I'm the founder and chairman of the Amatama Brotherhood Circle. We run the Man Cave. We believe that whatever happens in the man cave
stays in the man
stays
cave.
Stays in the man cave. And this is our first episode launch of the UJ Man Cave podcast. And I roll always with my boy, Offense Tabane. How you doing, bro?
Let's go, TT. What's happening?
How you feeling?
Episode one. I'm so excited. We've been planning this for quite some time, eh?
Man, I don't know. I don't know about you, but I'm very excited. I see you've got the new merch.
This is the official new man cave merchandise. You see, we got the bull.
Loving the logo.
You know what I mean?
You have been very instrumental in the progression of our logo. We had a couple of issues that we were faced with, but now we're here. We've got the bull.
We got the bull, man. It represents masculinity.
Love that.
Positive masculinity, you know what I mean?
Healthy masculinity it is.
Yes.
So today, we're going to kick off the season with a very interesting episode. Leading as a man.
Mm.
Yeah.
Tough task.
What a topic. Leading as a man.
Mm.
And we've got two guests, and I would like to give the opportunity to the two guests to introduce themselves. Gents, Shapuzet.
What's
going on?
So it's just our uniform.
It's the beautiful blazers.
You know what uniform stands for?
Yeah.
United Information.
Love that.
You see, we're learning.
United Information.
Yeah.
Gents, welcome to the UJ Man Cave podcast. This is where we are going to unpack everything. Please feel free to be yourselves. Nobody is bigger than anybody here. We are here to have fun. We are here to learn from each other. And hopefully whoever's watching this is also going to participate in the process of learning. Because you can never stop learning in life. The word fail is just another word of saying, you fail forward. First time in learning, right?
First
attempt in learning.
Yes.
First attempt. First attempt. First attempt.
How do you spell fail?
Fail.
Did you go to UJ, bro?
It depends where you're from.
Did you go to UJ? Effing.
Just please introduce yourselves. Can we drop this? Is it possible for us to drop this? Why am I not seeing? Why am I? Oh, there we go. All right. They're trying to sabotage me, this crew. So you go first, bro. Tell us who you are, what you do, and welcome.
Okay, no, thank you so much for the invite. Firstly, my name is Luhumo Surprise Dibakwane. I'm from Bushbuck Ridge in Econook. I'm currently doing my Bachelor of Education Honours in Curriculum Studies, and I'm the UJ SRC President.
Wow. Wow.
SRC President.
You must tell them.
Yay! They must know.
They must know. They must know.
Lihumo. Lihumo means wealth, right?
Yeah.
Wow. Jesus. Wealth of knowledge, wealth of mankind.
Mm.
The man cave king.
Mm-hmm.
Clear. The president.
Clear.
Welcome, my brother. Welcome, my brother. Welcome, my brother. And who do we have right next to you? What's up, bro? You good?
I'm good. I'm nice. First of all, thank you for having us here. And I'm basically Humo's right hand man.
Aha.
I'm joking. I'm his boss, by the way. But I'm his boss.
Talk about leading as a man.
He knows. But I'm Aubakwe Khotego.
Aubakwe.
Yes. Means let him be praised.
Mm.
And I'm from Rustenburg. Northwest, and I'm the SRC Secretary General.
Oh, snap.
And what are you studying?
I'm studying my advanced diploma in business management.
Oh.
Wow. Nice. I just want to ask you, TT, what is the song of the day today? We have a playlist. The song of the day is Hell of a Life by DJ Capital and AB Crazy.
Yeah, I saw you posting it in the groups today.
Funny enough, AB Crazy's surname is Dibakwan, I think.
Dibakwan.
Yeah.
Dibakwan.
The surname is Finding Expression.
So.
I like that.
I love the in sync. We are uniting information today. Sure. It's about uniformity. I love that.
So your name in full is
Aubakwe.
Aubakwe.
Yes.
But what's your nickname? Bobby Tama.
Bugs.
Or Aw.
Hey, Bugs is an SG. For the, you're the SRC SG.
Yeah.
Bugs the SG.
Yeah.
Bugs the SG.
Bugs.
Get it?
It's aligning. It's aligning.
You know what's crazy, man?
Yeah.
He's Bugs.
Yeah.
I'm Dibugs.
He's Dibugs.
Dibugs.
Yes. Why are you Dibugs?
Dibakwan.
Dibakwan.
So it's Dibugs. Where I'm from.
Dibakwan.
Where I'm from.
Yeah.
The entire community, they call us, our family nickname is Dibugs.
Dibugs.
So I think it's
Dizaga.
It rhymes well.
Can I Dibugs and Bugs. Dibugs and Bugs. Can I love that.
He actually changed his nickname this year.
He changed
because
it this
of,
year.
The way I saved his name is Luhumo Dibugs.
Oh.
But now the problem is people are calling me Bugs. We both got confused at the beginning of the year.
Right.
He would prefer Luhumo or Surprise.
So
now.
This is a separation of powers. We've got Cyril and Zimbalula.
No.
But the president and the SG here. Welcome, Jen. So today's topic is leading as a man. And I think let's get straight into it. You know, leadership is the cornerstone of society. It's we need more servant leaders in our country. What does leadership mean to you guys? And anyone can go. This is a freestyling a vibe, you know, environment. So anyone can just answer that.
I'd actually like to use my dad's saying of being a leader is not being a dictator. It's just being someone who influences people and who also learns from people. You can be a leader, but also learn on the job or in the place you occupy at that moment. So I feel like it's about maybe influencer, like influencing people who look up to you and who took their time and say, you know what, we want to follow this guy. His mind is there.
President?
I think moreover to it, and I think leadership, what I've learned, I think in my 2 years of being SRC, it's like you are constantly in a process of negotiation with people that sometimes you are alike-minded like them, and most times it's those that you are, I think you are differing in terms of what you want. So you must constantly negotiate, okay, you get this, I get this, so that you can progress as an SRC, you can progress in terms of me as a leader, as a president, in terms of what I want. So it's basically that for me. And also, I think I always derive a lot of things from my name, Luhumo, wealth. Luhumo. I don't take it from its literal sense of money and so forth. It's about humility, uncompromised humility. It's listening. I think I've done a lot of listening. I think it's a lot of patience. I think just having that in abundance, that wealth in abundance of just being a human, I would say, man.
Sure.
Mm. Wow.
Very, very, very interesting. You know, I always look at life in three stages. You know, the first stage of your life, which probably starts between when you are born and 25, is where you learn. You know, that's a stage of learning. And then the second stage of life, which is probably from the age of 25 to 50, that's when you earn. You know, you earn. And then from 50 upwards, that's when you return.
Mm.
So the first stage of your life is to learn. Second stage is to earn, and the final stage is to return. What traits do you think a leader should have that are not negotiable? OT, you're also a leader in your own rights. You are an SG of the biggest men's wellness network in Africa, the Amatama Brotherhood Circle. What do you think are the important ingredients in making sure that as you lead us, I mean, you are even leading people that are older than you, bro. You are leading people that are even more qualified than you in terms of academics, in terms of achievements, in terms of experience and wisdom. How do you balance that? Because you are still our leader, whether we like it or not. You are Secretary General of the movement.
Wow. I think for me, the word lead, when I break it down, it's learning and discipline, you know, and humility, as Aubakwe had
mentioned, was it Aubakwa or was it
Lihumo?
Yeah, Wealth. As Wealth had mentioned that, you know, it's important that we acknowledge, you know, humility. So learning in discipline and being humble, leadership will humble a lot of us, eh? Yeah, it'll humble you because you're constantly battling yourself when it comes to your character. You're constantly battling the challenges of the people that are looking up to you. So I think I've been learning a lot from him. He disciplined me so much in such a, because I was a hard head.
Nothing has changed, by the way.
So yeah, learning in discipline and allowing yourself to understand that you are not a person that is in charge, but a person who's here to manage. You're working with people. And yeah, I think in community, we trust, right? So yeah, that's what it means to me.
Love that. Love that. You guys have been elected into this, into the SRC leadership. What, it's been 2 years?
So it's our second term. Last year, I was the central academic officer.
Okay.
And then last year, I was the campus treasurer.
Okay.
Wow. So on this campus.
Right.
So how it works is that we have two terms, in a sense of, if we win this year, you have next year.
Okay.
As a one term.
Right.
And then if you win again next year, then the following year as one term. So right. This is both our second terms.
Got you. You guys obviously matriculated wherever you matriculated, right? And then you came to this institution, this great institution called the University of Johannesburg. I'm actually an alumni here as well. So I studied clothing management and proud to come back here and have a podcast with the institution, right? How did you guys know that you are ready for leadership? Straight from matric. You didn't know that you're going to be serving on SRC. How did you know? How do you know that you're a leader?
You know, I won't play dumb or say no, I was born. No. I was, but I come from leadership also from back home, from my school also. I was the RCLE deputy.
What's RCLE?
So it's Student Representative Council. I mean, it's okay. Same thing as SRC, okay, but on high school level.
Gotcha. So you've always been in leadership?
Yes, I've always been in leadership structures from my matric year, and then I came to UJ for my first year, and then I played sports and then went south. And then I was like,
sports went south.
Yeah, sports went south. And then I was like, what's that there? And then I found myself here today.
Sure.
I find myself here today. But obviously with hard work and, like you said, learning from people.
Mm.
There's people who groomed us, said, follow this channel and then you'll be fine.
Sure.
But that's a very complicated question. How do you know that you're called? Yeah. I mean, what are the attributes that show that you are called? It's like having, it's something unique, right? Because you always just find yourself in it. Yeah. There's an outer control.
You don't go study to become a leader.
Yeah,
no,
you can't study.
You can't study leadership.
Yeah.
I think more than anything, in terms of how you know, I think you don't. It's you don't anoint yourself. I think you need people that you've been in proximity with. If I've been engaging with you, then you're gonna tell me that actually,
Mjita, ringleader.
You have something. There's something in you. I think for that, for me, it has always been that. So, to your question, I've always been leading. At some point, I was the district chairperson of we call this Girls and Boys Educational Movement.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was basically in charge of all schools in Bushbuck Ridge.
Who appointed you?
So, who appointed me? Chris. It was a thing of, I used to attend a lot of meetings, participate, educate my fellow peers,
I love
and
that.
So forth.
Yeah. I love what you just said. Participate.
Yes. Yeah. And then from there, like, I'd always be available. If there were crises, I would take charge. And then from there, I was elected straight into the district. So we have to go via school executive committee. I was just shot up straight to the district as an additional. And then the following year, I was made the chair, 2 times chair. And I think I've been...
Amazing.
The only one that has led 2 terms then.
Yo.
So it just Siri. So that it's
is in so charge this man.
When is
people,
in charge.
Yeah,
this man.
So it was a thing of when say that you are good with this thing, please lead. And then from there, they affirm what maybe sometimes I've always had in my mind that, you know, I can lead, I want to lead. So I never say that, no, please, I'm here, here's my hand. It was them saying that we need you to lead us. And even when I came into SRC, it was a thing of I started participating, like how you're saying, making myself available, speaking less. I think I've had that trait of speaking less and listening more and just being available. And also from it, I was then said, no man, you must form part of the SRC.
Wow!
You know, it just reminded me of something I didn't mention, actually. I always take it lightly. I was actually captain of the first team for my grade 9 year.
Mm.
imagine grade nine, first team hockey captain.
Who selected you and why were you selected?
My coach.
Why did he select you specifically?
I don't know. Like I said, you don't control these things. I guess my trait of just being on the field, things, I'm very competitive. I like winning. So I think it gets to me sometimes. Because sometimes...
special, Alwin.
Special. We did a disclaimer. No, I don't want to sound like those people who say, I was born with it.
No, I wasn't. But also, I'm one person who's very quiet. Because I stutter.
Really?
Yeah.
You quiet?
I stutter. So I always try to talk less.
But why? Why do you make that a barrier in your quest for leadership? Because the fact that you are saying you stutter, you are already putting yourself in a disability stance.
No, I'm not doing that as a sense of me holding back.
Yeah.
I'm saying from back then, growing up, and now, I've always been a quiet person. Now Lhumo made me talk to
you're embracing,
I think
you're embracing your stutter, right?
It's normal now.
Thank you.
I think I haven't heard him stutter yet.
So
this guy is not disabled in stuttering in his speech.
He's not. Far from it.
You got a scammer. He wants us to listen to him.
He's trying to get attention.
Hey, bro. He wants us to pay attention to his speech.
If you want to become the president, just tell us. We can make it happen.
We'll put you on, bro.
We can remove him.
I'll tell you off camera. I'm planning something.
Okay.
I've been seeing it.
So one thing that's coming out strong in terms of what you said earlier on is a good leader is also a great listener. You gotta be able to listen if you're a leader. You gotta be able to put yourself in a position where you are paying attention to what's being said instead of saying mostly, right? Because a lot of leaders think talking makes them a leader. Leadership has got nothing
English.
To do with talking and big English and making speeches and all of that.
You
can actually lead from behind and still be a powerful leader. Who are some of the points of reference that you guys look up to in terms of leadership? So, for example, I look up to someone like Michael Johnson, you know?
They don't know Michael Johnson.
Michael Johnson.
I wanted to see Michael Jordan. I wanted to see you know who I'm talking about. The basketball.
Yeah, basketball. Yeah. You don't know basketball.
You don't know basketball. Michael Jordan. You don't know Michael Jordan.
You said Michael Johnson.
No, I said it intentionally because people are confused.
Another scammer.
I get scammer.
No.
I'm even thinking of Michael B. Jordan. I'm like,
no.
Michael Jordan.
You don't know Michael Jordan. Number 23.
He doesn't even watch soccer. You know that.
I don't know anything about sports.
So you are more. Academic.
Me, leadership, not in academic. I don't...
Jordan never led from the front. From the back, I mean, he wasn't a quiet leader. He let it be known.
I said my point of reference in terms of leadership is someone like him because he was an all-round leader. He would lead from the front, he would lead from the center and lead from the back. If you watch his documentary, you get to understand what kind of leader he was. I promise you, if you watch that documentary, you will appreciate that, yes, he was an upfront leader. But there were a lot of elements about his leadership that were unseen.
Okay.
And he was leading from the back, using his influence without even having to say anything.
I've watched the same documentary, but we'll have this conversation.
No problem.
On a Monday, Man Cave Up in the sports section. Cool.
We can definitely do that.
All right.
But I mean, coming back to my question, who are some of the leaders that you look up to and you go, yes, I learn every day from this kind of leader. It can be a male leader. It can be a female leader. It can be family. It doesn't have to be someone famous, guys.
Yeah, I'm thinking about
half the time we're always searching for people that are famous.
I don't think it's that hard, though.
It shouldn't be hard.
He broke this episode with a statement his dad made.
Yeah.
I don't think you'd have to, you don't have to look that far, bro.
It's right here. I think my dad also, his story is the one that always keeps pushing me. My dad made it from nothing, basically. And he gave us the life that he didn't have. So I feel like already that's a testament on its own, saying, this is leadership. He's in charge, this man.
Yeah.
And he's very strict, by the way. He'll put you in line. There's
like
certain
most
things,
dads.
Yeah, like most dads. But there's certain things that I do right now, in the morning or during the day, and it's a reflection of, he taught us this. Every morning it's supposed to be like this. And now it's like a norm. But back then you'd be like, I'm out of time. I'm fine. Mm-mm. But now it's like, it's a norm. It's in your body. But there is certain people who influence us. I feel like also people who, in our own respective corners who guide us and say, on, not necessarily guide us, but we watch them from afar and say, I want to be like him one day.
Wow, sure. Your leader is like right in your life. It's someone you look up to. Yeah. Amazing.
Sure. Yeah, I think as cliche as it sounds, you know, everyone would say I was raised by ugogo and so forth. I think I was been raised by my grandmother since I was 2 years old. So what she has enacted in me is that, number one, you must be appreciative. That's her leading from her voice, from encouragement, and not necessarily saying that, hey, manje, we're moving this way and that way. So from that encouragement, to say that you must be appreciative, you must have respect, and so forth, and you must yearn to be good in life. So that fairly, I mean, went overboard in that where I'm from, same street, we have this guy, or a man, let me respect it, Dr. Ruel Khoza, is the Chancellor of UKZN. Oh, yeah.
Legend.
Yes, the Chancellor of UKZN is from the same street. So it's a thing of growing up from what my grandmother was telling me and having such a legend literally in our street, wherein you'd come back, you'd motivate us. I still look up to him even up to today. And then within the institution also, I mean, we always maybe speak of management, say they are bad people from an SRC point of view. That's how we always portray them. But within them, I found another trait from them to say that, not necessarily, I've said, like, be my mentor, but through how they do things and how I look up to them in most instances to say that I'm learning, number one, to be ethical. I mean, UJ, maybe the VC and Prof Ngulung and everyone would say that we must not become educated thieves. We must be ethical. We must have humility. And how they portray themselves, it makes me think to say, like, okay, I'm in SRC, but that's just another phase in life. If these people are this big and they still have that humility, respect, like how you're saying, time and so forth, then they really push me to dream bigger.
Love
and
that.
And become
wow. Really a
bigger person. Sure. Wow. I love that. I just got a signal that we need to close. And I'm like, huh? We just got started.
What about me, though?
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
I want to say
that's my favorite
leader.
I'm like, the producer's doing this to me. I'm like, Batung, I haven't even spoken about other things. Who is a leader that you look up to?
Wow, man. I think I really love this guy, man. The way he thinks, the way he pushes himself in life. He's my all-time favorite person from 1989 to 2026 is myself. I really love myself.
Love
I think
it.
I look up to me. I consume everyone else, and I'm able to take from him. I took from you with your dad. I took from you with the person that you stayed next door, and all of that. I consume it, and I become the greatest I could ever be.
I love that,
my man. OT, from Makapanstad.
In my presence. I love that.
The second one is my big brother over here. Because he's learned to humble me. As much as you can believe in yourself, I'm going to give him his flowers on the first episode.
Yeah, big dog. Okay.
But I want right little flowers. Must give me money. Don't give me a handshake.
Man. You know, when unicorns and rainbows next. Nah.
Leadership also requires a bit of flowers. Monetary input, man.
Yeah. I don't buy flowers.
So before we close, gents, June is Men's Mental Health Awareness Month. We know this. What are the mental health-related challenges do leaders face? Let me bring it home to you guys. You guys are leaders in the institution.
Yes, pressure.
What mental wellness challenges do you guys face on a daily basis as leadership?
Pressure to make it. Pressure to live up to the expectation. I mean, we at the end of the day, we're leadership, but also we are men. So we're thinking, hey, I'm 23. I must make money in 2 years. How am I approaching that? Because I don't want to be the deadbeat man. There's always the stereotype. It's always there that you're... So we're pushing leadership, we're pushing our academics also, but this fact of saying, where am I going after here?
Silent war.
Yeah, where am I going after here?
So actually, very synonymously, earlier this year, with what we're having, earlier this year we hosted a gents indaba for students, when we invited various people. So how it came about, how we drove it, was that when we came in, it was a thing of every man leads in their own corners or centers of power. Literally, everyone is leading. But then it became even right for us, because now we're in SRC, where he's the SGM, the president, and there's, like how he said, phrased it properly, that there's a lot of pressure. People expect you to act, speak a certain way. They expect you to achieve what they think you should achieve.
There's no room for error.
Yes, there's no room for error. They expect you to pick up a call when they want. There's also now there's also, I mean, you know what, gents, there's also females that would expect, okay, you SG, it means you are powerful, you must have charge, money.
Yes, you must have money.
And if you are SG, you say, I don't have money to take you out on a what, then you are seen somehow. And then moreover to it is that you are constantly in a battle of, am I doing enough? So we hosted that, and for us with mental health, I think this month, if we wish we had more programs like that, like this one also, because if men are said to, we are the ones that are perpetrators of GBV, criminality, suicide, why is it that we're not having much more funded programs like this one and in other initiatives that are out there to basically cure society and ensure that we live in basically in a better society that we're in.
Sure.
And like saying that men are bad and so forth, because that's always the thing that's happening. Mm-hmm. But no one is saying that let's have an organization, let's do this in schools to uplift them and take them away from all the bad things that would prompt them to growing up into being bad people or women abusers and so forth. So that's
wow.
Can I add a point there? He's saying with the gender, how it came about is actually it was a rise of the case of the GBV,
yeah,
especially in the around the university. We were like, the problem starts when we don't train our men or our first year boys as they come. Remember, we come from different homes. Mm. You could see that beating up a woman, it's normal.
Because
that's what you see it from back home.
Yeah.
So I think us being the first step of these boys, putting them the good mindset of saying, no, this is how we should, as a man, open the door for a girl.
Mm.
Close the door for her.
Mm-hmm.
Hold her bag.
Buy her flowers.
Buy her flowers. So
that's
those
are... Must be a chicken.
It must be a king. I forgot it.
Oh, you must cheer.
I forgot, yeah, I forgot the word. But it's something, it means being a gentleman, literally.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are now in the presence of greatness. True leadership is in the building, the SRC and the SG, all the way from the UJ.
Jeez, man.
Big bro, buy her flowers. Not Iwisa, it's in Kluru. Come here, her first year, Kise.
Yo, what a powerful conversation. I want you guys back. I think there's so much more for us to unpack. But I want you guys to send a message to all the male students who are going to watch this, respectively. Tell us about your experience of coming to the UJ Man Cave, you know, because for us, this is a safe space for us to really unpack everything and anything. What would you like to say? Let's start with the SG and then we'll close with the president.
Okay. First, I'd like to say I hate waking up early, but I woke up early today and I came running here, but it feels like home and it feels like I'm with my big brothers. It feels like I'm with my big brothers, my community.
Your homies, you can say.
My community. And this is where we will dissect every issue related to men. So, watch the episode, guys.
Yeah. Shout out. This is the launch episode, bro.
No, I think for me also, I think firstly, I feel empowered. I think I'm in front of greatness. I think maybe growing up, we used to see you, you know, how you are a father to your kids. Sure. I think as much as I say I've been raised by my grandmother, of which I've really appreciated off, but I would have loved to have that element of a dad growing up and so forth. So I think maybe this is a really eye-opening. I think it's us now breaking our silence as men, speaking about the most, maybe I'd say, unpopular things that men are said not to speak about in life. Mm-hmm. So I think to each and everyone that is out there, please, you definitely have to watch The Man Cave so that you can empower yourself and become a better man in life.
Love that. OT, what's your parting shot, bro?
I'm inspired by these two gentlemen. Today, I think you'll catch my parting shots on the next one. I'm overwhelmed. I'll give it to you, big bro.
Sure. My parting shot is very simple, man. If you are a man out there, if you're a boy who's a student, come through to the UJ Men Cave podcast. This is a very safe space. We get a lot of boys coming here, leaving here better men. And that's what we want. We want to build a society of good men, men who are conscious, men who don't abuse, men who care. And from one brother to another. I love you, boys. And I think you guys are in the right position at the right place at the right time. Se vale. Se te danko.
Whatever
That's
happens
a huge
in the
man cave
stays in the man cave.
Yay, yay, yay.